Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Thursday of the 10th week in Ordinary Time, and the memorial of St. Anthony of Padua, priest and doctor of the Church. Today's theme, lifting the veils that blind us. Is your trust in God faltering in any way, for any reason, over any unanswered prayers? It's not because you want to doubt God. There's something in the way, a veil, as St. Paul calls it in today's first reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 15, and chapter 4, verses 1 and 3 through 6. If this veil were lifted, you'd say, of course, I can have full confidence that God is working a plan, a good plan. If we identify the veils or blinders that we wear, we can become free of them because the Holy Spirit teaches us what we need to know. Some veils take a while to peel off. It's a process that might require inner healing, counseling, talking it over with a spiritual director, or waiting for time to reveal further details. But some veils are removed as soon as we choose to stop limiting ourselves to our own understanding and start relying on the Holy Spirit. When I was young, I spent 7 years believing the lies of the occult. I'd been seeking the supernatural reality of God, and I thought I had found it in psychic phenomena. But this led me further and further away from God until I completely lost interest in being a Christian. After Jesus lifted my veils, the Holy Spirit taught me truths I had previously been unwilling to believe. Another veil is fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Ask yourself, what message is fear telling me? Then ask, what is the truth that the Holy Spirit is telling me? This usually lifts the veil immediately. Anger is another veil. It usually starts with a wound that someone has inflicted upon us. It's lifted when we choose to forgive, whether the person who sinned against us shows remorse or not. While we're angry, we lose sight of the goodness, the Jesus, that dwells within that person. Jesus describes the eternal consequences of this in today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 5, verses 20 through 26. If we die with any unreconciled relationships, we'll have to be purged of our unforgiveness before we can experience the fullness of God's love in heaven. In other words, we'll go through purgatory until we've paid the last penny. Rebelliousness and insisting on doing things my way are veils that interfere with being transformed from glory to glory into the image of Christ. Picking which church teachings to live by and which to reject is such a veil. Another veil is selfishness, which holds us back from experiencing the awesome glory of being Christ's hands and feet in this world by loving and serving others. And addictions veil us from the reasons we need to be healed. Codependencies veil us from an unimaginable, wonderful, and intimate dependence upon Jesus. Materialism veils us from the peace of simple living. Anxiety and worry veil us from the discovery of how much God really cares. And so on. What veils are you wearing today?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.